I held my first meeting this weekend with my new teaching assistants for the fall. They had both taken my course this past semester. The class consistently gets good marks, and I'm always tweaking and trying to improve it. Joseph, one of the two, suggested a major reorganization of the syllabus. What do you think was my gut instinct? First, a story from a few days earlier in the week. I had been discussing the 360 leadership feedback results that one of my graduate students had received. They were excellent scores. On the other hand, her self-evaluation was quite low. We discussed how this gap between how her observers saw her as so very effective, while she did not, suggested she had a great opportunity to be more bold in her leadership practice. I said she might think of herself as a consultant. You're fairly new to the organization, right? I pointed out. And so your fresh perspective, like that of a consultant, could help people see some blind spots and make potentially significant improvements. She told me her spouse had told her the same thing, offering the very same image. Think of yourself as a consultant. I shared with her the conceptual problem she would face as an internal consultant. First, newcomers like herself assume that the organization probably has reasons for everything it's doing, and so they wait and question their own judgments. They don't want to be seen as arrogant or as upstarts. But the second problem, I suggested, is that as human beings, we have an extraordinary ability to adapt. So we adjust ourselves to systems, no matter how foolish, unjust, or uncaring they might be. We adjust to suboptimal or dysfunctional organizations, just as we did to bad teachers, rickety cars, or snowy days. This young professional agreed and added the third problem, the absolute crusher. She said that her organization had talked during interviews and continues to talk a really good game about being open. But then they turn around when challenged by well-meaning internal consultants and push back or simply ignore the ideas that are provided to them. Nothing changes. I had been planning all week to write this post from my high horse about these two dangers, the reticent internal consultant and the resistant authority. But then Joseph challenged me about my syllabus, and I didn't even realize, so strong are my powers of cognitive dissonance, that I was going to do the absolute crusher thing and brush him off. And initially I did. I had all of the mental excuses. He doesn't know, he hasn't been around long enough, changing the whole syllabus would be so hard, I don't have time, I'd have to find a whole new flow, etc. It's seldom that a young leader is as strong as Joseph. He pushed the issue with me later in the meeting and asked if I would like him to at least draft a different schema for the syllabus. I had a modicum of humility, and so I said, "Yes, show me how you think we could create a new layout for the course." It was hard to say that, yet the logic is so easy. From a rational standpoint, if my approach makes sense, I can keep it. But I only stand to learn more from him. If he has significant enhancements, I'm free to choose them. And his major change may also point to smaller changes that could generate gain. But the worst thing I could do for my own leading and for Joseph's sense of empowerment and ownership and excitement would be to tell him to go away. And that was my first instinct. I very nearly did that. Whose ideas might be new and fresh, full of possibility you do not or no longer see? To whom might you be giving a cold shoulder? It takes a concerted effort to welcome the insights of these great consultants who can offer new looks at our organization and our work. We have to get past our defensiveness, though, and fear to hear them, and thus to lead with our best selves.